B-Pod Studios.
Bob, LBF, Brian on vacation. I saw he was, he's in Maine.
Yes.
And he was in Casco Bay yesterday. That's my old stomping grounds up in Maine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my my uncle, and, aunt and uncle had an old cottage on Chebig Island. Big Chebig.
Big Chebig?
Big Chebig. Ever been to Big Chebig?
No, I've never. It's right outside Portland, right?
Yeah, on Casco Bay.
Yeah.
You take a ferry over to Big Chebig. You go to Little Chebig and Big Chebig.
I've never been.
Yeah, I saw Brian was
on Casco. Lucky. Do they still have that place?
Yeah, they do. They
you
bought.
Make friends with
I'm
them.
Telling you, what? Who, you or me? Because I am friends. But they, they're no longer with us, so now they're
kids,
you know,
have it. Oh, yeah.
Your kids have it.
You're friends with them?
Yes, I am.
Oh,
very
good.
Very good.
Good. Yeah. Good, good, good.
You know, I got to bring them cigars every
time.
Okay,
that's
fine. It's like, you know, you're not in Cuba. I mean, you know, I don't live in, but sure, I'll bring cigars.
Island.
Yeah, you can make demands when you have an house
yes,
on Casco Bay.
You're like, I know.
Hey, I'd love to see you, Bob. Hey, why can you bring some cigars? Like, okay, yeah, I can do that, I guess. Anyway, so Brian was tooling around out there yesterday with the fam. Good for him.
It's nice. It's beautiful up there.
Beautiful weather, too. High of 76 today. And maybe some rain showers will evolve into more steady rain overnight. Boy, we could use that, right? Tomorrow, much-needed rain, high 70. Chance of rain, about 80%. So that's good.
Yeah, it's just not enough.
I don't care who you are. If your lawn is green, you're doing something
bad.
Bad.
Bad. I judge you.
My wife has lawn envy. One of our neighbors, it's like emerald green.
That's rude. Those
how's
people
he doing it?
He's
watering it. He's soaking it. You
yeah, that's
to,
a terrible person.
Yeah.
You should send notes. You're a terrible person.
You're a terrible person, my friend.
Oh, my God.
anyway, so yeah, that's much needed and hopefully enough to help things out because it's been a drought.
Jeez. If you have a green lawn during this drought, you don't give two blanks
the bleeps of
what people think of you.
No.
Because people
I think there are
think
some restrictions.
There's absolute water bans
yeah.
everywhere.
Like,
you cannot
our town
water
is
outside.
On even days.
Oh, you're still on even? We're a complete water ban in Canada.
Yeah, we're even.
And
I think he waters when...
Whenever he wants.
Yeah. He's,
even?
Even
yeah.
when he wants to.
I'm
going to
water even on the odd days.
Yeah, even. That's what he does. Even, yes. I'll water even on odd days. So, too bad for you. Anyway, much needed rain coming. And, hey, today, let's just make it easy, LBF, because it's August. It's
good,
vacation
good, good.
Time. More Stevie Nicks tickets to give away.
Okay.
We're going to lock it in at 7:20 this morning.
Okay, write it down, everybody.
Card 10.
Even you with the green lawns.
Yeah, not you. All right, even you. It is even day. So, 7:20. Caller 10 at that time will win tickets to Stevie Nicks. Yesterday's caller was great.
Oh, yeah. Taylor?
Tyler.
Tyler and Emily.
Tyler and Emily. You remember his wife's name?
Yeah.
That was pretty impressive.
Thank you.
You see how quickly he answered that?
Yes.
Who are you taking? My wife.
Yep.
You ask a wife who they're going to take, and it's a hem and a haw.
Maybe my husband.
Maybe my husband. I'll make him drive. All right. So 7:20, Stevie Nicks, Xfinity Center. Lock that in. Your chance to win these tickets. Okay, here we go.
From Super Smart to Morning Court. Don't miss a second of the ROR Morning Show with Bob, LBF, and Brian. Listen live on the WROR app. It's easy and free.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Hey, good morning. It's Tuesday. It's August 16th. Yikes. It means we're halfway through August. Right? Somebody put up how many days to Christmas. We're not going to tell you there's 133 days. I will not do that on this show.
No, you won't do that to us.
I will not tell you it's actually 132. I think it's silly. Anyway, coming up on 6
That's
o'clock, I wouldn't do it. LBF, what's the latest?
All right, it's 64 degrees in Boston. Five people are in custody after a fight at Winchester's Shannon Beach Sunday night after someone opened their car door into a person's pickup truck in a parking lot. One person was stabbed. 29-year-old Juan Hernandez of Chelsea was one of those arrested. Shuttle buses will be on the main alternative for commuters when MBTA shuts down the Orange Line on Friday. 20 Orange Line stations will be closed for 30 days. The city is also making blue bikes free during the closure. People are waiting to hear if the federal student loan moratorium will get another extension. The pause is scheduled to end on Thursday. The White House says the president will make a decision before the end of the month. And today is National Rum Day. Rum was so popular that in 1764, the British Crown placed a tax on sugar, molasses, and rum on the colonies. People were so unsettled that it played a role in the unrest that eventually led to the American Revolution.
Look at that.
Born out of people who love booze.
And pina coladas.
So pina coladas are huge.
They're rum, yeah.
Like, everywhere you go, everyone's ordering the pina colada.
Well, people want to escape.
In sports, after enjoying a day away from the park,
pina colada.
The Red Sox are back in action tonight. Boston is visiting the Pittsburgh Pirates for the start of a three-game series. Weather today. Oh, you're going
to
do the weather.
Well, you want to, do traffic. Yeah. Brian's out. I'll tell you that it's rain. Showers early today, and maybe some steady rain overnight. Much needed. Low tonight, 64. High today, by the way, of 76. Tomorrow, real quickly, a high near 70. That's it.
Ooh.
It is 64 in Boston.
More 80s, more variety. You're locked into the summer of nonstop music on Beasley Media Group's 105.7 WROR. WROR HD1, Framingham, Boston. 80s and more.
No.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. The Clash, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Great song from the album London Calling.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, I remember that one. It's a good one. Double album back in the day. Double album.
So glad somebody around here knows music.
Yeah, well, you know, I kind of like it. That was 1980.
Okay.
Would you like to go to the future?
I don't know. Should we?
So this guy is a self-proclaimed time traveler.
Oh, really?
From
so he's legitimate. Okay, thank you.
That's what he says.
All right.
From 2096. So he is from
2096.
Yeah, which is what, 900, almost 800 and something years in the future.
No, it isn't.
2906.
Oh, 2906. Okay.
Yeah. All right, 29. Yep. Okay. This is what year are we in now?
2022. I thought it was 29. Mm-hmm.
So he's like 800 some odd years in the future. He says that he's made some bold claims about the next few months. Would you like to hear him?
Few months?
Yeah. What's coming up?
Great. Let me know.
He doesn't want to freak us out and tell us everything.
Okay. Just little reveals.
Just a little reveal.
Like a season of The Bachelorette. I get
it. Yeah, that's it. So the time traveler from 2906 is claiming that there will be a zombie pig virus. Yep. From humans receiving superpowers. He's done every kind of prediction, but the first was there's going to be a zombie pig virus.
Okay, he needs to, you know what? Mm. He doesn't need to go in so hot. Okay. He just could have just thrown in, like, where there's going to be, like, a virus. You know, the zombie pig virus is a little much. Okay.
So that's it. He's also predicted superpowers for humans to a world located inside Earth being discovered down the road. So there's a world inside our world.
Uh-huh.
And it seems like a busy winter. The time traveler who happens to run a TikTok account. He has more than 76,000 followers.
Great.
He's claimed, here's one that's, that he's predicting politically, that President Joe Biden will leave office this year. So he's predicted that.
All right.
He's got 3 months to leave office.
Okay.
So that's it.
That's it?
The zombie pig virus.
So zombie pig virus and Joe Biden's going to leave office and 76,000 TikTok followers.
Yeah.
I mean, the future is bleak because this guy actually has a forum.
Yeah, he does.
That alone is scarier than any zombie pig virus that will give us superhuman strength.
I want the superpowers. That's pretty awesome.
Like just, can you choose or you just get it?
There's some I'd like. It'd be good, right?
But if you just get one, like I wouldn't want to be the flying one.
Would you like to be like the Flash where you could run, 100 miles an hour? That's a good one.
No, because everyone would be like, can you go grab this?
Oh, that's true. I didn't think of that.
I'd be like, while you're up, that would be like, oh.
Oh, damn it. I just was going to go relax.
Yeah, exactly. No, thank you.
There you have it. The future. Zombie pig viruses and superpowers that we don't need, apparently. All right, 621 and weather today, 76 degrees, not too bad, some showers tonight. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob and LBF today. Brian on vacay. That's Blondie. One way or another, she had to postpone the show last week. But if you have your tickets, hang on to them. She's coming back. Liederpank Pavilion, right?
August
29th. When that happens.
Fear not. She's back.
Monday night show. So there you go. So we did give away a bunch of tickets. So hang on to them if you got them. Okay? They're still going to be good for that show. Also coming up at 7:20, you want to be here for this. We're going to give caller 10 a chance to, you'll win tickets Stevie Nicks.
Stevie Nicks, caller number 10, but not now.
Yep, not now. That's coming up. Leader Bank Pavilion. No, she's going down to Xfinity.
Xfinity, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, my bad. But 720, be here to win those tickets. There you go.
Okay.
All right. Morning Court's coming up, and it is brought to you by Pay by Car. Don't let high gas prices hamper your family road trips this summer. Get 30 cents off a gallon whenever you fill gas with Pay by Car. Yeah, 30 cents off a gallon with Pay by Car. Terms and conditions apply. We have on the phone Tabitha. She found some old answering machine tapes when she was clearing out the attic and had a little tape recorder to play it back. She found something about her husband she did not like.
Oh, really?
We just went to the future.
Okay.
Right, about that guy who's predicting the future.
But she's in the past.
She's going to the past. Mm. See? We just can't stay, you know,
just
leave
be
well
present.
Enough alone. Be present. So we'll find out what Tabitha found. Morning Court coming up in 10 minutes. It's Voices from the Past.
Start your workday with the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Bryce. End your workday with a 90-minute commercial-free drive home with J-Bo Jones at 4:15. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR at work.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Morning Court is in session. Let's say good morning to Tabitha. Good morning, Tabitha.
Hey, good morning.
Thanks for calling Morning Court today. So you've got a situation in the home life you want to talk about. We're here to help. Tell us about it.
So I've been married for 23 years, very happy, two kids, great life. Mm-hmm. Here's what happened.
Okay.
We were cleaning out our attic and going through all this old stuff, and my husband found his old answering machine tapes from when he was in his 20s, basically when we were dating.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. So we got an old tape recorder and we started listening to them. All these cool messages from his parents, college roommates, best friend.
Fun.
Until this happened.
What happened?
So my voice came on the tape saying, "Hey, babe, I had such a great time last night. I'm going to miss you so much this weekend. I love you."
Aww.
Oh, that's nice.
So far, so good.
Yeah.
The next message was from his ex that he dated before me, and this is what she said.
Okay.
"Hey, babe, I can't wait to see you this weekend. I've been really looking forward to it, and the hotel looks so cool. I love you." Yeah.
Wow, you were dating.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay.
So this trip down memory lane came to a screeching halt.
A dead end.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking, wait, 23 years ago, he was two-timing me, sleeping with his ex and me at the same time.
Okay.
This
All right.
is unexpected.
Wow.
Then what happened?
Wow.
Well, he tried to pretend like he didn't know who she was.
Oh, my God. That's so typical.
Yeah, yeah. And I kept pushing it. And he's like, "Hey, this was such a long time ago. It was a messy breakup. Maybe a couple weeks overlapped, but you are the one.
You're the one."
But okay. Here's the other thing.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
He's still friends with this woman. They text sometimes, which I don't have a problem with.
You don't?
Well, until now.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I never knew that he was seeing her at the same time as me. I was just like, it's an old girlfriend.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I checked his phone and their entire text history has been deleted. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So I confronted him and he said he deleted texts all the time, that this was a regular thing to free up the memory on his phone.
All right.
Said, "I love you. This was a lifetime ago. But you guys, I just am thrown." I'm like, "What?" I'm upset because I don't know. Do you think he was seeing her?
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't go there.
At the same time,
I'd go there.
I mean, you gotta go. Ago,
you gotta go there. You gotta check it out. Then you gotta leave.
You gotta go there and check it out. All right. Wow.
Am I overreacting?
Well, Tabitha, I mean, you could definitely. Nobody would underreact. I don't think. I mean, someone you're always gonna question that.
Right.
But are you overreacting? It was 23 years ago. Although he did erase recent texts. That's the
yeah. And that's the thing that bothers me a little bit.
I've never had a reason to not trust him. Well, we've been so happy. I just, I'm so lost right now.
Damn, okay. Memory lane stinks. You know,
no.
You go down memory lane, what do you get? Right?
Tapes.
Damn. Well, stay off memory lane. We'll start with that. Okay. Tabitha, we're just trying to lighten up a little bit. Listen, you're 23 years together. Sounds solid to me, but what do I know? Let's ask the listeners. Okay, fine.
That's what I say.
Tabitha, stay tuned. We're going to have listeners call in and see whether or not they think you should be concerned.
Thanks, guys.
Stay tuned. Oh, man, you're hearing her voice. All right, 888-410-1057. LBF, you don't like the smell of this at all.
No,
I
don't.
Memory lane stinks, right? Okay.
There's a paper factory someplace.
Okay. Tabitha, stay tuned. We'll see if we can get you some advice from our awesome listeners, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks.
All right. Two timing, 23 years ago. But it's been 23 years, and everything else she said has been great. So, should she just let it go and have trust and faith, or does she have reason to be concerned? That's the question. I know you don't like it.
Oh, I don't like it at all.
That he was two-timing her 23 years ago?
Yeah, it doesn't matter if it's 23 years
really?
Ago.
It doesn't matter? You think it's still...
two-timing. There's, you know what?
They were dating. They weren't married. So...
Yeah, but they were doing it.
All right. In a hotel. All right, 888-410-1057. 1057 WROR. 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Good morning. Morning, Court. Is Tabitha getting the runaround? That's the question.
Yeah.
So she was cleaning the attic recently, ran across some old phone tapes and recording machines.
Yeah, like back in the day, instead of having it all, you know, it was on a tape.
Right.
Your answering machine tape you could take out and save.
Yeah, and found some old messages. One was from an ex-girlfriend who apparently he was seeing both at the same time. And a little getaway weekend was enjoyed by all, right?
Well.
Not Tabitha.
Not Tabitha.
No. And he's recently deleted texts that he's been texting this woman all along.
Oh, 23 years.
What do you think, Valerie?
Oh, he's a cheater. He's a cheater, cheater, cheater.
Oh.
Cheater, cheater, cheater. So, okay. Wait, let me ask you. He cheated when they were dating, but then he got married. And only occasionally he texted her because she thought they were just friends.
Right.
Well, it wasn't like they were texting constantly. But then he deleted the text when Tabitha found out he was cheating. So you think definitely he's been cheating?
Oh, once a cheater, you're always a cheater.
Really?
Girl, kick him to the curb.
What? Your husband of 23 years, Valerie? Kick him to the curb?
Yes.
That's you don't think that, this complicated. That's a lot of untying to do. Can you put him on ice for a while? Or, you know?
Maybe kick him out.
No. She deserves a second act with a better man who's going to treat her right.
Valerie, you married?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the dating pool is not great. I'm just telling you.
How do you know the dating pool?
I have friends who tell me things.
The pool is not good.
Yeah.
The pool's shallow.
Well, they're at the wrong pool.
Okay.
Hey, Valerie.
Better, huh?
Valerie, stick around for a second, okay? If you don't mind. All right. So, Valerie says dump him.
Cheating.
He's once
a cheater.
Always a cheater.
Once a cheater, always a cheater.
All right, Lynn, what do you say?
Good morning. Yeah, I think for this woman... I wouldn't have had a problem if she was he was not still in contact with her. But the fact that they text still, that's a problem. Because whenever I've been dating, so I'm a single woman, but whenever I've been dating somebody, I never stay in contact with any of my exes. I feel like it's disrespectful to the new relationship. And, yeah, if it's somebody that he's left with, he shouldn't still be texting. Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, I don't stay in touch with my exes because they've blocked me.
reason to be concerned, for sure.
Yeah, I think there's a big reason to be concerned. That's just, right. I think it's disrespect in the marriage. That's
okay.
So you think, A, it happened 23 years ago, that's a problem, and what concerns you more is the texting that's still happening until recently.
Yeah.
Right, Lynn?
Absolutely. Okay. You know, you can't change it. Everybody has a past. Everybody had, you know, their things going on when they were younger, but, you know, to still have that kind of connection, that's like, that's suspect. That's
okay. All right, Lynn.
All right.
As the kids say, that's sus. All right. Thank you, Lynn. Okay, take care. Greg, good morning. Thanks for calling, Greg. What advice do you have?
My advice is I think he's still cheating on her, because if he's still texting her, he's cheating on her. Just take it from a man.
Wow.
Take it from a man. If he's texting her, he's cheating on you.
Well,
absolutely. If he did it before, he'll do it again. I'm a man.
Greg's a man.
That's right.
All right, Greg.
Okay.
Thanks for underscoring that.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Bye, Greg, the man. Okay, bye-bye.
He's funny. Greg said, well, that's two that said, once a cheater, always a cheater.
I mean,
how about that?
There's no forgiveness involved.
That's what I think. It's like, come on.
Years,
no benefit of the doubt. 888-410-1057.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, Brian on vacation. Real quick, Jody just called. She's not having it for morning court.
No.
She wants to go right to the private investigator. She wants to hire, Tabitha to hire a PI.
Get the pros involved. Jeez. Why leave it to the amateurs?
Okay.
They'll figure it out right away.
All right, we'll pick up more for trying.
And you'll get one of those do not bend envelopes in your, I'm always afraid of that.
Nothing Tabitha wants to hear so far. We'll pick it up later. 657. LBF, what's happening this morning?
All right, it's 65 degrees in Boston. Five people are in custody after a fight at Winchester's Shannon Beach Sunday night. After someone opened their car door into a person's pickup truck in a parking lot, one person was stabbed. 29-year-old Juan Hernandez of Chelsea was one of those arrested. Shuttle buses will be the main alternative for commuters when MBTA shuts down the Orange Line Friday. 20 Orange Line stations will be closed for 30 days. The city is also making blue bikes free during the closure. A 2-year-old is recovering after being rescued from a swimming pool in Abington Monday afternoon. A family friend performed CPR on the 2-year-old boy. He's expected to be okay. And today is National Rum Day. Rum was so popular in 1764 when the British Crown placed a tax on sugar, molasses, and rum on the colonies. People were so unsettled that it played a role in the unrest that eventually led to the American Revolution.
Just so we could have a pina colada here in 2022.
Yep.
Isn't that nice? Yep. Well, if you like the, you know, was the sands
of the Cape.
Dunes of the Cape.
Dunes of the Cape. Yep. You know.
Pina coladas.
In sports, after enjoying a day away from the park, the Red Sox are back in action tonight. Boston is visiting the Pittsburgh Pirates for the start of a 3-game series. Weather today. You're going to handle it.
I'll do that. But my wife was making some pina coladas this weekend.
I heard.
But we only have brown rum. And it was fine.
It's fine.
Right?
Yeah, no big deal.
No, nobody complained about the free pina coladas.
Pina coladas are so good.
I didn't have one. I see what goes in them.
You know, I know. They're terrible for you.
Sugar.
But like, when you have one, it's like, I am on vacation. You could be in the middle of like Maverick Square.
That's it.
And you'd be like, I don't care. I feel like I'm in the Bahamas.
That's it. On my little umbrella, and that's it. Okay, it's 6:59, and weather today. A bit overcast, high 76. Rain showers tonight, much needed. And the chance of rain is about 70%, so that's good odds. We'll take it. Might get about a quarter of an inch. Tomorrow, more rain, high 70. Okay, coming up at 7:20.
I know what's happening.
What's happening?
We're going to give away Stevie Nicks tickets to the 10th caller right at 7:20. Just write it down. Set your alarm.
That's really more. I don't know what more to say.
No.
Other than it will be on the edge of 7:17.
Oh, God.
It'll be 7:20.
I know, but.
Right there
really
at the edge of
that. 17. I didn't want to confuse people. With
okay,
your
fine. That what? That's no.
I mean,
fun.
Now they're
that's
like,
the
is
fact.
It 7:17? Is it 7:20? I mean,
it's on the edge of 7:17.
Okay. Oh, you're on the edge.
Well, that's fine. All right, listen at 7:20. Like LBF just said. Yeah, tickets to Stevie Nicks. Very good.
More 80s, more variety. You are locked into the summer of nonstop music on Beasley Media Group's 105.7 WROR. WROR HD1, Framingham, Boston. 80s and more.
Hey, it's
WROR, ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Yeah, it's 7:16, and stick around. Stevie Nicks tickets just around the corner. Just about 7:20 is when you need to be listening. for the cue to call. It's moments away. Yesterday was absolutely gorgeous. Wasn't it, LBF? Didn't
you enjoy it? It really was.
Perfect weather.
It was.
Weekend's been nice. The whole everything was nice. It was great because, I had to bring the my daughter and her boyfriend.
Kissing and hugging.
He's a good guy. Yeah. I like him. We brought him to lunch.
Yeah.
I wanted to go to Salem, right?
Oh, yes. Okay.
So we went to, he's never had a lobster roll. Uh-huh. Well, you got to have a lobster roll. You don't come all the way from New Zealand and not get a lobster roll, mate.
I guess you didn't. Yeah. Huh? What happened?
Well, what happened was it didn't happen.
Oh, no.
First of all, we go to a restaurant on the water, which was scenic, we thought. He thought he was in a set. He goes, this place looks like a set from a Universal Studios of what New England should look like. And I said, listen.
Don't do the accent.
Was that pretty bad?
It was really bad.
I know. I sound more like Cary Grant.
Yes, you do. You do a Cary Grant New Zealander than a regular person.
I don't. Yeah, I should.
So just.
But I'm trying to paint the picture.
Well, you're painting one.
Okay. So
paint by numbers.
Yeah. So we get to this fine restaurant. Our setting was amazing. I said, well, we got to sit outdoors.
Sure.
So we go in.
Yeah.
And asked the hostess, this was 1 o'clock.
Well, lunchtime.
Well, yeah, okay, later lunch. And, hey, love to have an outdoor table for 4. Yeah. And she says, wouldn't everybody?
Oh, my God, is that what her response was?
Yeah.
Bob, what happened? Did you turn into anger?
No. Charm and disarm.
Charm?
Was my play yesterday.
Okay.
I said, oh, really? How long's the wait? You said 45 minutes. I'm like, well, these two have to catch a flight. I don't know if that's going to work, but hey, let me see if I can help.
No, sir. No, sir.
I did. I opened my wallet, and I just happened to have some cash.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay, Joe Pesci.
I go from Cary Grant to Joe Pesci.
Yeah.
And I flashed one of these.
A 20?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And I said...
How did you flash it?
Just like that.
Just like that?
I said, is there anything...
Can I just tell everybody, he grabbed his wallet, he opened it, and then he just like...
Peek-a-boo.
A little peekaboo of a 20.
Peekaboo.
Yes.
And she's like, you know what? I think something just opened up.
No!
Yeah.
No, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my God. I've never heard of that. Maybe it's because I flash 5s, not 20s.
So I flashed that.
Did you... Did you bait and switch her, though?
I did. Because I was... I'm like, 20... Oh, there's a 10.
Oh, my God, Bob.
So I said, here you go.
No, sir.
Fold it up, put it in her own hand, and there you go.
You know what? For a moment, I was, like, impressed by you. For a moment, for 1 second, I was like, wow, that's impressive. He's not cheap.
Do you want to know what the rest of the story is?
What's the rest of the story?
No lobster rolls.
Oh, well, let's take a look at you. God got you.
What do you mean God got me?
God got you for the bait and switch. You showed her a 20, gave her a 10.
I showed her
like,
the whole kit and caboodle.
No, she saw
there
the 20
and you know
it. There
was a 10 and a 20.
She probably thought you were getting both.
Oh, no.
Maybe. Listen, you're showing her the goods. She expects the goods.
So we got a nice table.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow.
What?
I just think it's... I mean, you were so close to, like, being pretty awesome. And then...
No. See? Well, we sit down, and there's no lobster rolls today after we asked her. I'm like, then, you know what? No lobster rolls, then why am I here?
Why are you here?
To
tease a poor hostess who probably can't make rent unless she sits people like you outside.
Hey, she had $10 more than she had.
$10. Oh,
more than she had 10 minutes ago.
She's going to go paint the town red. What did she give her? $10?
I don't know.
Maybe a mochaccino? Maybe. Maybe a down payment on a sandwich.
Yeah. You know what? I stand by this. She'd go get a cup of coffee. But we know what we didn't have was a lobster roll.
Oh, my God.
All right, let's give away those Stevie Nicks tickets at 720 right now.
Yes, let's do it.
888. 104-10-105.
So close.
What? No,
so close.
She was $10 richer than she was before.
Oh.
To buy a table. All right, Stevie Nicks tickets right now. Caller number 10. That's why I had to save that story.
Oh,
I
yeah,
did it for
that's,
you, LBS.
That's gold.
Caller 10, Stevie Nicks tickets right now. 888-410-1057. And if you play your cards right, I might throw in one of these.
I can't believe she was bought off so easily. I would have been like, sir, put your money away. It's no good here.
No, no.
Wait your 45 minutes.
No, she did not.
Well, like, next time I see you coming, I'll know. I'm going to be warning hostesses. They'll show you the 20, but give you the 10.
That's not how it happened. I showed her everything.
Oh, terrific.
Okay, 105.7 WROR, good morning. Who is this?
Good morning. This is Carol from North Andover.
Carol from North Andover, we have good news for you.
You are going to see Stevie Nicks.
Great, that's wonderful. Thank you.
Yes, yeah, Stevie Nicks, Xfinity Center, Monday, September 19th. Carol, congrats.
I can't wait. Thank you.
Have you ever seen Stevie before?
Unfortunately, I have not, and I'm looking forward to it.
Me either. Never seen Stevie. That'd be a great show. I'm excited for you. Absolutely.
Well, when are we giving away tickets next so you can win them, Bob?
Wouldn't we all? Wouldn't we all like to have tickets to Stevie Nicks, LBF? Hey, Carol. North Andover, what are you up to now?
I'm working at Rockwood Construction. I'm the office manager.
Nice. Good. I'm sure you guys are busy. And so we have to ask, who are you going to take with you, Carol?
I'm going to take my daughter, Linda, to the concert with me.
Is she a fan?
She's not as a bigger fan as my daughter, Cassie, who lives in Colorado.
Oh.
Cassie's seen Stevie Nicks, Fleetwood Mac, the whole enchilada.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Well, I think it's your other daughter's chance now to see.
Yes, maybe she will turn into a big fan.
Okay. All right, Carol. Exactly. Thank you for listening to the show. We appreciate it. Okay, you hang on.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you, LBS.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, I guess we don't even have to ask you what the best station to start your day is with, I suppose.
WROR 105.7.
Oh, you are
perfect.
Perfect. Yeah.
All right, you hang on. Okay, Carol.
All right, thanks.
She's sweet. I love it. She's going to take her daughter. They're huge fans. I loved it when we get to check off a bucket list for somebody.
I know,
you know
right?
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you've never seen that.
Yep.
Boom. Check it off.
Done.
More tickets tomorrow for Stevie, so be here. Then we'll give you the exact time to call for it. All right. Morning Court's coming up. We're going to talk to Tabitha. She was rummaging around the attic. Mm. And sometimes you find things you didn't want to see.
Right.
She found old answering machine tapes. And she thought, isn't this charming? Listen to them, and man, we'll find out what she heard. Okay. It was a discouraging word.
Oh, what?
There's no doubt. Very discouraging. Morning Court brought to you by the Good Feet Store. Improving people's lives 2 feet at a time.
Find out if you're super smart every weekday morning at 8:05. The ROR Morning Show. Listen live on the WROR app. It's easy and free. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Bob Bronson, LBF, and Ryan.
Morning Court is in session. Let's say good morning to Aaron. Hey, good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, everybody.
What brings you to Morning Court today, my friend?
So basically, my wife has decided she wants to start doing some rideshare jobs. We both had some pretty big student loans to pay off, and she's decided that's how she wants to pay them off.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Well, they're big. I'm sure it's one of those things you just want to finish up. So what is the problem with her doing the rideshare thing?
Well, I got a few problems, actually.
Okay.
First of all, I don't think it's very safe having, like, strangers in the car, you know, being alone at places, especially she plans on doing this, like, after hours, at night, and weekends. So, and number two, I make a really good living. So, I don't know, her doing this side hustle kind of makes me look cheap, or, you know, I'm trying to put her to extra work or something like that.
Oh, so you're afraid how this might make you look like you're making your wife do this? Is that it?
Well, yeah, that's not necessarily the largest issue, but yeah.
So why don't you help her with the loans then, if that's the case? If you have the money, why does she feel the need to do this?
Well, it's kind of like we both have these pretty big student loans, and we decided before we got married that we weren't going to put that on one another, and we were going to pay off our own loan.
Okay. All right. Fair.
Well, yeah, going in, yeah. It always sounds fair, right? What's yours is yours, and Okay.
And then what else?
Yeah.
And most importantly, she's a terrible driver.
Oh, my God.
Okay, Aaron.
Okay. How so?
Yeah.
Well, she doesn't really have any long list of violations or anything like that, but she's had some really close calls, and I don't think she's ever met a trash barrel she hasn't knocked over on the road.
It happens.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's troubling.
So she's not a great driver, and you think this is not the best job for her, but what does she say, though, when you try to talk her out of it?
Well, she says, well, if you pay off my loans, I won't do it.
Oh.
All right.
All right. Well, how much are they? Do you mind if we ask?
She's got about $40,000 left.
Okay. And
yeah, and you got yours too. So, like, you don't want to take on double.
Is that it?
Right. Mm. Right.
Okay. Well, she's in a bind because if you're not going to help her and whatever it is, she's not making enough money otherwise, I can understand why she'd want to do this, the side hustle, as you called it, and you're concerned with it. So what can we do for you? What is the question that brings you to court?
I guess I just want to know if I'm being a jerk or not. Like, okay. I don't want her to do his job, but at the same time, like, we made this agreement before we ever got married. So, you know, I don't want to pay the $40,000 either.
Okay, let's leave it at that, Aaron. Aaron wants to know, is he the jerk in this guy, right? You said it, for not helping his wife, but then at the same time, not wanting her to be a rideshare driver. So, all right, Aaron, you came to court. Stay tuned. We'll see if we can light the phones up for you, and maybe people will chime in and see what they think, okay?
Appreciate it.
All right, 888-410-1057. What do you guys think of Aaron's case today? Let us know.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, so what's his is his, and what's hers is hers. He doesn't want to pay it, so that's why she wants to do the Uber driving. But he's not a great driver.
No.
He doesn't want her out on the weekends.
Right.
Okay, 888-410-1057. What advice do you have for this young couple? 105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. Thank you for starting your day with us. We just had a morning court call from Aaron. He said, look, my wife wants to drive, be a rideshare driver. She has college loans that she's just not able to pay down. Take advantage of them now with her 0% interest and just do a rideshare gig for maybe 3 days a week, right? And then just make some extra money to pay it down.
Right.
He doesn't want her to do it. At the same time, he doesn't want to help pay for hers. So he says what she brought to the marriage is still hers.
Right.
So let's go to Jay. You're a financial planner?
Yes, I'm a financial planner and accountant. Interest will eventually come, and debt doesn't care who it belongs to. If you're married to this person, the tax man will come for you eventually. So pay the loan off.
So, yeah, you don't subscribe to what's yours is yours, right? All one pot?
All one pot. Interest is like COVID. It doesn't care what you look like. It will just go after you and just pay the loan off. Get rid of it. Live your life. It's not worth having multiple jobs if you can have someone help and support. I mean, what is the urge for, man? That's, you know.
Well, he's also, it's good to hear from a financial planner, but it's 0% interest, so now is the time.
Yeah, pay it off now.
Knock it off. Well, you know, pay it.
Yep.
Right. Yeah, all right, Jay. Thanks, Jay. Financial planner. Maybe we should,
keep on the line.
Yeah. No,
questions.
Hey, I got questions. All right, who do we got here? Let's go to Rob. Hey, good morning, Rob.
Ledgeford Drive. I'm a rideshare driver.
Uh-huh.
And I've been doing it for a little over 4 years, drove cab before that.
Yeah.
Let her do it. She can make some good money.
All right, well, what kind of money, Robert, like a week? If she, let's say she drives maybe 3 days a week. What do you think, part-time?
All right, what I do, this is my own personal preference. I drive 7 days a week, but I don't go over 35 hours.
Okay.
And you can make anywhere between $1,000 and $1,500.
Are you kidding?
That's not bad.
I'm not kidding.
What?
Now, the thing is, what she needs to do is out of her weekly pay, because it gets directly deposited, I have a special account for the IRS. They don't take taxes out.
Yeah.
I take them out so that when it comes tax time, I'm not caught with my pants down.
You don't want to be caught with your pants down,
right,
Robert.
No.
No. No. No. All right, Rob, we're going to take some more calls, but that was good to hear from somebody who's doing it. You think she should. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Okay. Bye. Thanks, Robert. Bye-bye. Hi, Lauren. Good morning. Hey, Lauren, say hi to Lauren.
Hello.
Good morning.
What do you say, Lauren?
I say that if you're married, you figure out stuff together, and you figure out things together with solutions.
Right.
What his is and what hers is hers doesn't work in a marriage.
I don't think so either.
If you're married, you do things together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
Period.
No, I agree.
If you want to be separate, then be separate. But once you're married, it's a team.
It's
and if
one
you don't work
pot.
As a team, good luck with that.
Right. Okay. That's what he needs to hear. If he said, right, that he makes good money. He just thinks it's her problem that she brought to the marriage.
Right.
She ought to take care of it.
Once she's married,
that's
it's
right. Once that ring goes on, it's all your
figure
problem.
It out.
All right. That's right. Thank you, Lauren. Have a great day.
You're welcome. Have a great day. Thanks.
The ring's the thing, right?
The ring's the thing, Bob.
The ring's the thing. Once that, you say, once the ring goes on.
That's it.
Everybody in the pool.
Yep. All the problems in the pool. Come on. It's adult swim now.
It sure is. Aaron doesn't like that theory, however.
Well,
he thinks,
you know what?
Look, you know, she brought the loans to the wedding. She should take care of them. 888-410-1057.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
And more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Let's take caller number 7 to play Super Smart. Good morning. Who is this?
This is Katie from Pembroke.
Katie from Pembroke. Good. Now, you are going to play Super Smart because today's player was unavailable for whatever reason that happened. So you get to get a shot at $1,000. Now, have you done this before?
I did it in January.
Okay.
Or February.
All right. Okay. How'd you do?
I got 9 out of 10.
Well, well. We got our work cut out for us, LBF. We got a player on the line.
No pressure.
No pressure. All right, Katie. You know how it works. Get all 10 right. Yes. You'll get $1,000. Okay. And if you're not sure about a question, when we ask, just say pass. So we'll come back to it if there's time on the clock. Katie, you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's play Super Smart.
What is 6 minus 6?
0.
Who sings White Wedding?
Yeah.
True or false? Boston Latin is the oldest public school in the United States.
True.
Name one of the bridges that leads to Cape Cod.
Sagamore.
What was the name of Elvis Presley's mansion?
Graceland.
Who was Madonna's first husband?
Pass.
What type of artwork depicts human characteristics that are exaggerated in a humorous fashion?
Caricature.
Nick Carraway was the narrating lead character in which classic novel?
Pass.
Which amendment to the U.S. Constitution deals with the income tax?
Oh, pass.
What is the name of the patient in the game Operation?
Pass.
Who sings White Wedding?
Billy Idol.
Oh, good, at the buzzer. Excellent.
You got 6 right this time, Katie.
That's terrible.
Nah, 6 is
fine.
No,
it's a passing grade.
Yeah. All right, let's do this for you, because you passed and you wanted time to go back. We'll ask you. Who was Madonna's first husband?
Sean Penn.
See,
yes.
You would have got that right.
That one.
What else did she pass?
Nick Carraway was the narrating lead character in which classic novel?
I'm torn. I want to say the Gatsby, but
you got that right.
Okay. Which amendment to the U.S. Constitution deals with income tax? Pick a number.
I'm going to say 14.
Oh, close. The 16th.
Yeah.
And what is the nickname of the patient in the game Operation?
That I. Not
the coming up. Cavity Sam.
Yeah.
What is it?
Cavity Sam.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so anyway. Just a fun little fact that you can tell all your friends next time you play Operation. Operation always gave me agita, though.
Yeah.
I was always really, really nervous, and then it just, like, it was too much for me. Yeah. I felt like right. Elf, you know, when he's doing the Jack in the Box.
Okay. Katie, look, now do you feel better? You got 8 out of 10. Okay, see how that works?
Yeah, see, there you go.
Yeah.
Boom.
Boom, just like that. You're back at where you belong. Katie, you didn't get $1,000 today, but hey, nothing ventured, but something gained. How about a 4-pack of tickets to the New England Revolution game at Gillette Stadium? It's Sunday, September 4th, okay?
Cool.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, you enjoy it, Katie, and you can come back and play anytime. I know you are getting so close to that $1,000, okay? All right, you hang on, okay? We'll be right back with you. Get all that information so we can get you those tickets. So, how about that? Caller 7, she gets 8 out of... Well, you know.
Yeah, I know.
She would have.
She would have.
Ran out of time.
Right.
But that's the way that goes. Hey, if you were yelling at the radio because you knew Cavity Sam was the patient...
And who doesn't know Cavity Sam?
So, if you ought to sign up to play at WROR.com, play the home version of the game, right?
Yeah, while you're there, sign up, and then you can play it, and you can practice, and if you do well... You could win $1,000.
Just like that. Okay. Hey, we already gave away Stevie Nicks tickets today. More to come while you work. But tomorrow in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to nail it down for you. More chances to win Stevie Nicks tickets. Cool. Okay.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Brooks, LBF, and Brian. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. 80s and more. So Aaron called for Morning Court, and he's kind of lit a fuse on people because he doesn't think he should be paying his newly wed wife her college loans. She brought him to the marriage, and she ought to take care of it. So now she wants to do a rideshare drive or, you know, become one, make some extra scratch, and pay him down.
Yep.
He says, no way, my wife's not doing that. So what do you say, Alana? Good morning.
I don't think he's being a jerk. I think she's sort of being a jerk because she is trying to put him in a corner. Because there's plenty of jobs out there that people can do. Like, I used to work in retail, and I did an extra side job in retail just to pay off my debt.
Wow.
So it's like... And you could do it on the weekend, and it doesn't cause anybody harm.
So are you saying she ought to get a different job, but it's still her responsibility?
I think so. I mean, it's she went to school. She knew what it cost.
Right.
It's not his responsibility. Mm-hmm. I mean, if he had, I mean, don't get me wrong. If someone came to me and said they had the money and they wanted to pay for it, then that's great. But, I mean, people can't be freeloaders. You have to do your job.
Even if you're married?
So.
I know. That's why I got married.
Well, Alana.
There's a difference there.
Yeah, there is.
She brought into, like, that's her personal thing.
Well, he'll be glad to hear your call. You'll be glad to hear your call, Alana. All right. Have a great day. Bye-bye. All right. Let's add Eric. What do you think, Eric?
Yeah, if the question is he a jerk or not, I think the answer is that he's a fool long before the question came up.
How's that?
Well, he's a fool for basing a relationship on money. And in this day and age, who is he to tell her that she can't get a job here, there, or anywhere?
Exactly.
I mean, if it's at a strip club, that's one thing.
That was
right?
Yesterday's court.
If my girlfriend or wife wants to be a stripper.
Well. Yeah, you're going to say no to that hard and fast, I would imagine.
Well, I mean, the money is really good.
why can't she get a job and pay it off and he help her pay it off and then that's behind them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with you, though, as far as he's look, they can't do anything until this is paid off. So just jump in. All right. Thank you,
Eric.
You
got a good idea there. Yeah.
Appreciate it, Eric.
She should be like, I'm not going to drive. I'm going to be a stripper.
Oh. Is that your answer to this?
That's not. You think you're worried about me driving? Well, great. I'm going to take my clothes off. Pony up, cheapo.
Wow. Okay. Well, then we're going to find out if he's going to pony up. Hi, Beth. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think of that idea? LBS got a solution. Yeah.
I don't know about that.
What do you think about Aaron's case?
I was just wondering if maybe their financial situations had changed since they first made that agreement before they got married.
I think
he's got the better job.
We know he's got more money. Regardless,
He didn't say if they had kids or anything, but if she...
No, they don't have kids.
Woman, oh, they don't.
All no. Right, all right. So, what do you think he ought to do, though? Should she drive the car, or is there a different answer?
I think he should pay. If he doesn't want her to drive, and if she gave him that out, I'm guessing that's what she wants.
Right. That's how but married people
if
talk.
If he's making more money now, maybe they went in even both kind of, just out of college or whatever, but he's making more now, I think he should chip in.
Well, why wouldn't he? They can't do anything until those loans are paid. What's he going to say? Hey, honey, I'm going on vacation this week. Too bad you can't come.
Your school loans.
Your school loans.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Right. No.
She's like, that's all right. I'm going to go stripping.
All right, Beth, you tried. Thank you. Well, but I know what you're doing there. You are doing a little bribe, a little blackmail. Whatever works, right? Okay.
Make it rain.
Right. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more with the Culture Club, of course. And do you really want to hurt me?
Sometimes.
I know you do. And it's only Tuesday. LBF. It's going to be overcast today, but high of 76. We got some rain moving in tonight, and it's good news. So rain chance about 70%, could be a quarter to half an inch of rain, much needed tomorrow. Significant rain, that's good. High of only 70, kind of windy too. So again, we add another half an inch and we're gonna get some more because we are woefully short. It's vacation season, so like everybody's on vacation this next couple of weeks. If you're leaving the house, we have some tips.
Do we?
And I always like it. Tips on how to protect your house, not from security people, not from the police department, but from the burglars themselves.
Oh, well, that's important.
Aren't they nice?
Yes.
They're giving you tips.
Burglars are saying, hey, dummies, this is what we do.
This is what we look for, and here's how you can avoid being burglarized by people like us. Okay. One, keep your valuable stuff out of your bedroom. They usually get in and out in less than 10 minutes, and they use a good chunk of that time to hit the bedroom dressers, closets for jewelry, credit cards, weapons, and other valuables.
Okay, good to know.
Keep it out of your... They want to get in and out, so make it hard to find these things. Okay?
Yep.
If you're going to get a guard dog, make sure it's a mean one. They don't mind small dogs. Some dogs don't even care. They might come and just roll over on their belly. So if you're going to have a guard dog...
Let it be mean.
Make sure that it's drooling.
Drooling for burglars. Yeah.
Yes.
Burglars.
Yep, okay. Put your porch front light on a timer. If you leave the light on 24 hours a day on your vacation, that's a target. They know. Uh-huh.
Although so Dave just leaves it on.
Not good.
He just leaves it on all night. Because it's not when we're there.
But that's okay. You're there. So they can see. You know. And plus you'll see them, which is always good. Two-way street.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And do not use a wired system. Go wireless if at all possible. Burglars can easily cut the wires on a less advanced system. And one study of 400 convicted burglars found 60% say they decided not to rob a house because of its alarm system.
It's only 60%? The 40's like, I'll take my chances.
Gonna give it a go.
Yeah.
So maybe you should put a sign up. This house protected by
ADT.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And your dog.
And the dog, beware a dog.
Brutus.
Yes.
Butt kiss.
With a picture.
Yeah.
Like a big old, like, mastiff.
Yeah. This house isn't protected by Sophie. Okay.
Right.
It's not going to help. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, yeah. Sugar.
Yeah, no. Fluffy is not going to be scaring away.
All right.
Yeah, so just give him a nice, tough name. Yeah, just Steve. Yeah, he ain't happy.
Where's Steve?
And we don't feed Steve,
yes,
so
exactly.
He's going to feed on you. Anyway, so we're going.
Good to know. Thank you so much.
Well, people are on vacation. You got to think about these things before you leave the house. There you go.
From Super Smart to Morning Core, don't miss a second of the ROR Morning Show with Bob, LBM, and Brian. Listen live on the WROR app. It's easy and free.
.057 WROR, 80s and more with the great Robert Palmer and A Bad Case Loving You. We're going to be commercial free for 2 hours, just a couple of minutes. So that'd be a great way to start your work day. When you get to work, and whether you stream us at WROR.com or on the app.
Yes.
Check this out. You should go if you have kids going back to school, especially. We got $5,000 to give away for back to school shopping. $5,000, the ultimate return to school.
That's awesome.
Get whatever you want. Just enter on the WROR Boston app or WROR.com. And you can, like I said, you can stream us, take us anywhere you go.
We're fun.
Yeah.
We're a fun companion. We don't eat much.
Well, what do these you just put a post up at WROR.com.
Oh, yes. Check it out. It's Miller High Life has created a different sort of boozy ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
And it tastes like a dive bar.
Miller Beer, High Life,
yep.
Has a popsicle.
It's like an ice cream bar.
Ice cream bar.
It tastes like a dive bar.
Okay.
Now, what does a dive bar taste
Dang.
Like?
Dang. Yeah. It can taste like a lot of different things.
Like peanuts on the floor, sticky floor, caramel.
Yeah.
A little chocolate to
pretzels.
To sort of... Yeah, exactly. A little dive
boiled
bar.
Boiled eggs.
And then the ice cream. Oh, my God. Remember those boiled eggs in a dive bar?
You ever have one?
No.
Come on. You haven't lived.
Oh, my God.
You haven't lived to have one of those.
It's so
pickled
scary.
Pickled eggs.
But I really feel like that should be in the ice cream.
Yeah.
And there's actually beer in it. It's
okay.
A boozy ice cream. So I'm interested.
It's interesting. Take a look at it. WROR.com.
Get a six-pack of them.
Well, you got to get a six pack of Miller the Killer, as we used to call it back in the day. Champagne and beers.
Sure is.
Moving into the ice cream scene. So tomorrow, 8:38, we're going to lock that time in.
8:38
right?
On the dot.
I thought that'd be a good number to remember, right? So at 8:38?
I mean, 8:38, I guess.
8:38.
8:38.
Okay, listen, because that's when we're going to give you another chance to win Stevie Nicks tickets.
Okay.
She's going to be at Xfinity Center September 19th.
Uh-huh.
That's a Monday night.
A lot of numbers. Just 8:38.
Just 8:38. That's all you got to remember.
Okay.
Tomorrow, 8:38, another pair of tickets to see Stevie Nicks. We're just checking off bucket lists for people.
Aren't we?
Today's winner... Never seen Stevie.
I know.
Her daughter's never seen Stevie. Now they can't say that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.